What's going on? Welcome to the D Abundance Podcast. And I really hope y'all miss me because I know I've been gone for a long time and I have a lot of explaining to do. And I apologize because I remember on my last episode, I stated that I was going to come back and be more consistent every Wednesday, Thursday, da da da. Like, I sold the dream. I did. And now I'm here saying that, hey, I apologize. Give me a second chance. Don't leave me just yet. Please, please, please. Because I do have a lot of things in store. And I actually got some, I got some things coming up. And we're going to bring this back. We're going to bring it back. I just really felt like I needed to take a step back from just everything. A lot of things that were going on in my life. Just with the podcast, the nonprofit, and, you know, on top of all of that, still having a personal life, trying to be a dad, still work, you know, I do have a regular job. It's like all that, it can become overwhelming, and I feel like at one point it did, and I knew it did because I'm a firm believer in, if you think it enough, it'll happen. Like, I feel like your emotions, like you give off vibrations, you know, and vibrations come back, and I just felt like a lot of little stupid things were happening, and I knew it wasn't just for no reason, you know, and I had to really just get myself back in line, not only just for myself, but for my son, you know, because I wasn't being the me I knew myself to be. So really been working on that and just, you know, growing and realizing a lot, you know, like something I really realized was the fact that, like, I've been fueling a lot of, like, relationships that don't need to be fueled. Like, I've been really trying to hold on to relationships that I should have let go of a long time ago, and I feel like it all is because I hold on to the past, and I've been holding on to the past for a long time. There was a point in time in my life, like, I want to say maybe like 2016, maybe like 2018, 2019. Like, I was just living like a different type of life. I was into other things. I was doing just different things. Like, I was just living a different life and experienced so much from just traveling, money, women. And like, I fell in love with that lifestyle. However I was doing it, I fell in love with it. And even to this day, like, I constantly sit back and I think about it and I dwell on it, and I know I'm not supposed to, you know, because nothing comes from that. But where I'm getting at with that is, like, I was living so much in that time, like, I realized that there were certain people that I was trying to maintain relationships with that weren't giving me that same type of love. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like I'll call you, I'm like, oh, what you doing? You wanna come over? Whatever, whatever. I'll say, hey, let's go to the gym, let's go eat. Like, I'm that type of friend. Like, I'll go hang out with you. But this person wasn't doing that, you know? And it's not their fault, because people change over time. You know, for whatever reason it was, maybe just whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just wasn't, you know, supposed to be in their life. Like, it is what it is. You know, that's not the point. Or that's not even what I'm trying to get at. What I'm trying to get at is the fact that I feel I have been trying to hold on to this relationship and keep this relationship alive so much because it reminded me of that time in 2016 and 2018 or 19. Because at that time, back then, me and this person were, like, really, really close. And, you know, for me, like, once I let somebody in, I get real close to them, it's like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always going to care for you. I'm always going to have that love for you. Like, you're always going to be right, even when you're wrong. If you're wrong, we'll talk about it later, you know. And that's forever, you know. That doesn't, unless you really, really do something, you know, to kind of, like, screw me over or whatever, that's always going to be there. So when I feel a person kind of start treating me a certain way or start being a certain way towards me, It really bothers me. Like, it really hits me, because I'm like, yo, why you? Because I'm not like that with you. But versus me trying to put the blame on somebody else, I had to really realize, like, yo, I'm the one. because a person, their actions will show you all day. If a person don't hit you up, they don't ask you to chill, they don't see how you're doing, like, that's telling you without telling you, whether you want to accept it or not. So for me, I had to really take a step back and say, you know, this person been giving me the signs without anything, like without it being a problem, without it being an issue, they showing me, and I need to accept that. So I had to accept that, and it just went from there, and I just really went down the line of different people in my life and things I was doing and where I was spending my time and, you know, what was valuable, you know, what had more value, as like as far as like relationship wise, you know, and not only like, because obviously if you my friend, I value you, you know, I have some type of value for you, but over time people change, you know, I've grown, I've changed a lot, and with that, just because I've changed and I've grown, that doesn't mean I've grown and changed in a bad way, but I may have just grown away from someone. We may just grow apart, and that's okay. You know, people got to be okay with that. I feel like a lot of times people don't realize that, and they don't understand that that's okay. You know, it, and versus it just being okay, it becomes some shit where there's some tension over this person's like this, or we beefing because of this, or we don't like each other because of that, and it just becomes something out of nothing versus we just grew apart, you know. And that was a lot of what I was realizing, you know. I was just holding, I feel like I'm jumping back into it, but yeah, I just really feel like I was living in the past, like heavy, and I'm really trying to get out of that, because when I do that, I feel like I do lose sight of my current like position in life and where I'm at and how blessed I am. And when I say that, I don't feel like I'm, or when I say that, I don't want it to seem like I'm not thankful, like I'm not aware of my blessings or that I am blessed, because I'm very blessed. I'm very, very blessed. I'm very thankful, you know, for a lot of things in my life, you know, not just material, but, you know, just some things that I understand. I feel like that I've been blessed and I'm thankful for that. But when I'm so focused on the past or trying to look on the past or even compare the past to right now and how things are, you know, I will lose sight of what I have right now, what's going on in my current life. And, you know, I know that's not good, and it also creates anxiety, because now I'm looking at the past like, oh, it was so good back then, it's not as good as it is right now, you know, like I was better back then than I am now. Now I feel like where I'm at right now, I'm not shit. Like I'm not doing good, you know. And now I'm feeding myself this constantly, you know. And I'm saying this is not even like, oh, this can happen. I'm saying this is what happened. This is what happened with me. I was feeding myself this, and I really start downplaying everything about myself. Like I really felt like I just. Like I downplayed, like just the way I dressed, just everything. I'm like, man, a woman ain't gonna like me because of this. She's not gonna like me because this is where I work, or this is what I drive, or this is how I dress. I don't wear Jordans no more. Like I wear Vans or Air Max. Like I'm, you know what I mean? Like I'm just different. Like I don't know, but I'm saying it's like I was downplaying everything, and I don't know, like I really, really got to try to break that, and I had to really try to figure out where that came from. And I knew it was because I just constantly was comparing everything to that time in my life. And I got to do that, because if I'm constantly focused on that, it's like, how am I going to ever create new memories? How am I ever going to create, you know, like this could be the best time of my life right now, but I'm never going to know. I'm never going to experience it. I'm never going to, you know, be accepting to that, because I'm so stuck in the past. And I don't know, I'm really trying to work on that, because that's a big thing, you know. And I'm really trying to work on being more open to people and being more accepting of them and, you know, what they come with. Because like I said, I'm very just, I like when I'm very weary about when I meet new people, and I feel like I've fucked up a lot of relationships like that. Like I've ruined a lot of relationships just solely because my insecurities you know, get the better of me, and I don't be wanting to, I just don't want to risk it. I don't even want to risk having a great relationship. I'd rather not even give it a chance because I just feel like you're going to let me down. And that's, I shouldn't be like that. So I'm working on all of that. I'm working on all of that. And, you know, I don't even want to, because I don't want to, and when I say this, I'm going to say something else. So it's like, I don't even want to get into like relationships with women because I feel like I still gotta work on myself. Like I feel like if I get with you right now and you ain't got, and you don't have patience for me and really understand where I'm coming from or what I've been through and what I'm dealing with, and understand that I don't use what I've been through as a crutch, you know what I mean? I just use that as kind of like guidance, you know what I mean? Like that's what I've learned from my experiences with people and things I've been through. So if you don't understand that and you don't have patience for me, and you know, then it's really not gonna work. And I'd rather just save that. And it's tough, because at the same time, because this is what I said I want to say after I said what I said. Like, I do want to be in a relationship. Like, I do want to have something real somewhere, you know. But in order to have something real with someone, I gotta be real with myself. So being real with myself is saying that, yeah, I may not be smart right now, you know. And that's being completely honest. And I know a lot of people are not gonna do that, cause we get selfish. We all got, you know, we all got our needs, you know. And people, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, I need this. I just want to, you know. But we gotta be better than that, you know. We gotta protect our energy. So that's definitely something I'm working on, because I don't want to ruin or miss out on any potential relationships I can have, whether they're business, you know, I mean, like professional or even friendships, or, you know, anything past that. Like, I want to be more open to it and not feel so, like, I don't know, I envy. You know, I see guys, like, I got a friend, you know, I don't like to say people's name on here because I don't want, you know, I just don't want that. But I got a friend, and I see him and how he interacts with people and just how open he is. And I love people, like, I really do. Like, I'm a people person, I feel like, for the most part, but I'm just not very, like, I don't know how to explain it. But back to what I was saying, I just see how he is, and, you know, I'm just, it's like, damn, I wish I could just be like that. I wish I could not just think like, well, what does this person want, you know? And I don't know, but like I said, I'm working on it because I'm acknowledging it. I know it's an issue. I know it's something I do, so I'm trying to fix that, you know. And also try to be a lot more private with certain things in my life, you know. I always think back to this, and I always feel like, okay, so at one point in time, I used to converse with this young lady, you know. We used to talk heavy, and I felt like, you know, we had something, you know. I felt like it was a thing, you know, whatever. But it didn't get serious. Like, it never went in. We just talk a lot. And one day I got so upset with something that my son's mom did, and I remember I went on this rant on like social media. And I'll never forget, because even as I was doing it, I knew I shouldn't have been doing it. And I did it, and I posted it. And I'll be the first one to say, like, everything isn't for social media. And when I did that, I knew I fucked up. And not only did I fuck up, and I feel like I made myself look away, but I also fucked up whatever I had going on with that young lady at the time. Because I know when she seen that, I know her whole perspective of me changed. Because people might look at that shit and be like, oh, that's like some lame shit. Like, that's something that's weak to do, you know, to get on social media and try to talk down on your significant other, your baby mom, like whoever, you know what I mean? And I agree, it is. It can be, because everything is not meant for social media. And I did that, and I really, really, I learned from it, but I do also regret it, you know what I mean? And so that's what I mean when I'm like, I'm also working on trying to just be a lot more private with certain things in my life, you know. I haven't really been posting my son as much, and it's not that I don't want to, but I also don't want to. And as I say this, anybody who knows me knows my son and I have like an amazing relationship. Like, we are like so close, you know. We play, we hang out. My son means the world to me. Like, he is everything to me. Like, I just, he's my reason for everything. Like, if my son wasn't here, I don't know what I would be doing. But anyone who knows me personally, you know, or has seen us, they know how, like, how our relationship is. So when I say what I'm about to say, it's like, I don't care what people think, but I also don't want to be, I don't want to be one of those people where I'm not in the moment with their child, you know. Like, I'm constantly trying to record them. Yeah, I'm capturing the moment, but am I living in the moment? You know, like, yeah, I captured it, but am I living in it? Like, what is Makai gonna remember? Is he gonna remember me recording him kicking the ball, or is he gonna remember me and him kicking the ball back and forth, and like me actually playing with him? And you know what I mean? It's like I think about those things, you know. And so I've been trying to be more like, not, what can I say? I'm looking for the word. I'm sorry. I don't edit or cut nothing. So if I mess up, I mess up. That's just what it's gonna be. But I just try to be more, because I want to say active, but I am active in his life. But I just want to be more present, I guess you could say. You know, just more present with him. If he's reading, I want to be sitting next to him reading or watching over him. If he's playing a game, like, you want me to play with you? Even if you don't want me to play, I'll still ask, because I just want him to know, like, it's there, you know. So that's been, I've been working on that as well. My nonprofit, The Abundance, we actually just had another feed where we went out and lended a helping hand to the less fortunate in the Tampa community. Young 40 came out and his crew. Big thank you to him. He came through with a lot of toiletries and things for the people. It was good. It's always a good turnout. You know, it's always good to give back and help people in the community. We had, I think, 100 or something hamburgers. We had Gatorade. We had female hygiene products. We had everything out there, you know. And we try to do this every 3 months. Finally got like a team together that's gonna start helping me with things, so that alleviate some stress off of me. The merch, I don't know. You see, I'm stuttering when I'm about to talk about the merch, because I have so many different feelings towards the merch and what I should have did, what I could have did, what I should be doing, what I've done. And that's something else I feel like that has really just put a bit of stress on me, because I know it's something I want to do, I should be doing, but at the same time, it was just another project that I had to tend to, and I just felt like I was all over the place. But that's going to be coming back real soon. I just have to put my ducks in a row. I wanted to get a lot of logistic things done first when it came to like my actual nonprofit, and then it would be easy for me to focus on, you know, the merch and have that whole thing going on its own, and even maybe get some help with that as far as some of that's working with The Abundance Incorporated. So that's coming. And I also realized too, like, how I used to make skits a lot. I used to make a lot of skits. I haven't done that in a while. I might try to get back into that. I might be a little rusty, but I don't know. I'm just really, I'm here, and I'm rambling at this point. You know, I just really wanted to come on here and let myself be heard, and everybody know that I'm seriously coming back this time. And I actually, was it next Saturday, I'll have an interview with one of Tampa's legends in the rap battle field, Deuce. He's supposed to come through. We might have some of his Spade Life as well come through, and we're gonna have them on the podcast. And I got that coming up. Lala from the OOP podcast, me and her have been in conversations about some things, and really excited about that. As for me on a personal note, like I said, this has got a lot of things I'm working on, a lot of growth. I'm looking for a house right now. You know, I want to say something as I just said that. You know, everybody goes through things in their life. Like, everybody goes through things, you know. So, like, when I tell my story, I don't ever want to seem like I'm downplaying someone else's story or downplaying someone else's life. Like, so if I'm like, yo, I done been through some shit, I don't ever want to seem like I don't understand that someone else has been through something, you know. But like, when I talk to people who know me, especially as of late, you know, and they tell me like, yo, I'm proud of you, you know, you're doing really good, you know, being everything you done went through, da 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 da. And it's like, I appreciate it. I'm very thankful for that. And they're absolutely right. You know, I have been through a lot. A lot of people that may have went through similar things that I went through may not be in the position I'm in right now. And I'm aware of that. And I'm thankful, you know. But I also don't want people to downplay my grind. Like, the fact that I didn't do it alone because I'm blessed, you know. Like, I'm blessed. So when I say I didn't do it alone, I did. But I'm very blessed, you know what I mean? Like, God has really blessed me. So I didn't do it alone. But I also know I had to put in the work too. I had to grind. But where I really wanted to get at was, you know, for everything that I feel like I've been blessed with, even at this moment where it's like I'm a convicted felon, like I don't have a degree, you know. Like, everything I've done has just kind of been out the mud, you know, and just grind and hustle and, you know, trying to meet the right person, shake the right hand, say the right thing at the right time, just hoping that it's gonna do the right thing. And it's been a hell of a ride, you know, especially up until this point, to really take a step back and be like, oh, like, yo, after everything, you're about to buy a home, whether it's a townhouse, condo, land, whatever I choose, you know, whatever's meant for me. And I feel that anybody else in my position will probably be a lot more happier than I am. I feel like I'm not as happy as I thought I would be when it comes to certain things in my life. And that could be me again downplaying even the smallest accomplishments or the biggest accomplishments. Like, I just downplay because I'm just like, is it really where I want to be? You know, yeah, it's a townhouse, but it ain't the 4-bedroom, you know, mansion with the pool and the slide in the backyard like I got on my vision board, you know. And I know it's steps, you know, you got to take steps. And I don't know, it's just, like I said, it's me just being honest. I just feel like I'm not as happy as I feel like I should be. And that sucks, you know. But I also feel like me being like that is always what has pushed me and it's always kept me going. I'm just afraid that sometimes that grind is, you know, it's keeping me too busy. It's not allowing me to just be where I'm at, you know, and be thankful for that and enjoy it, you know, really enjoy where I am. You know, I said that the other day, I'm like, I don't feel like I don't have fun anymore. Like, I don't do anything, you know. I work, go to the gym, and when I have my son, it's whatever he wants to do, you know. Like, I don't hang out with friends, and you know, I got a lot of great friends. Like, I got a very, I love my the circle that I have and the people that I consider to be my friends. They're more like family, you know. And I wish we all hung out more, you know. But they all, I'm like the only one in the group that's probably single. But so it's like, I understand everyone has their lives, you know. Everybody does have their own thing going on, and you know, I can't depend on people to have fun for me, or I can't depend on people to even have fun. Like, oh, I got to be around this person to have fun, you know, and I know better than that. But that was just something I was just kind of thinking about. I'm like, yo, I don't even have fun. Like, I don't do anything anymore. Man. People have invited me to do things. People have asked me to come places, and I'm me not being accepted or accepting. Me not being accepted or accepting? Yeah, me not being accepting to that has led me to not have fun. My bad. See, no cut, no edit. If I mess up, I mess up. I'm human. That's just what it is. But yeah, so that's that. Like, I hope I didn't bore y'all. You know, I ain't really got no story for y'all. I do got a story, but I don't want to tell it right now. I might have to save it because, yeah, I'm going to save it. Because I got to give y'all something to think about. Like, what do you want to tell us? Nah, yeah, just chill. Just chill. But no, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. You know, be thankful for people in your life. Be grateful for things you have. You know, someone out there praying for half of what you have. You know, and I'm learning. You know, and so as I say things, I'm also saying them to hear them back. You know, just be thankful. Just be grateful. Try to be as present as possible because life happens fast. Like, it happens so fast. And I say that because that my next episode, when I share my story with you, it's deep. And it also just shows you how fast life can happen. Y'all be safe. I appreciate y'all. Y'all make sure to always live life in abundance.